Our scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I invite you to take out your Bible or your pew Bible or to listen attentively and follow along as we hear the good news. Beginning in verse 23, Paul has written a series of letters to the Corinthians, and here is an excerpt from one of them. It says, "I received a tradition from the Lord, which I also handed on to you. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me.' And he did the same thing with the cup, that after they had eaten, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Every time you drink it, do this to remember me. And every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes.'" It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lord, as we meditate on these passages this morning, be with us and reveal in us your way so that your way becomes our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Come to the table. Come to the table and see. Taste and see how good the Lord is to us. Feast your eyes and your heart and your mind and in all your soul on this heavenly banquet that redeems us from our weaknesses and reminds us of God's righteousness. Because it is here that the altar is no longer an altar. It is now a table. It is here that Christ invites us, invites you, and he beckons you to come, to turn from doing things your own way and trying to save yourself, and to sincerely and seriously trust in his salvific work. And if you long for Jesus, this is for you, that you are welcome here. Because it is here that we desire to be more like Christ, more like Jesus, more like how God created us and intended us to be. It is here that we come to be at peace with God, with our neighbor, with all of creation, and with ourself, even at peace within ourself. This is the way that we follow the Lord. This is the way of Jesus, because it is here that Jesus told us to gather together often and remember what it is that he did. Because this is the centerpiece of worship. Not the beautiful songs we sing, not the message of the preacher, but here at the table, this is the centerpiece. And it is here that Paul left us instructions on what this means for the church, both the ancient church and the church of today. For me and for you. And he reminds us how Jesus said, "This is my body and this is my blood." That the bread we eat is the body of Christ. And the cup that we drink from, that this, whether it's fermented or unfermented or grape juice, it is the blood of Christ that we drink. And that he gave up his body on our behalf, so that we might have his life, and that he shed his blood on our behalf, so that we, all of us, me and you, that we would receive forgiveness, and that we might accept the new covenant that God offers us and become recipients in the promise of heaven. Yet Paul goes on to not make, tells us to not make light of this. That this is not something to take light or to joke. That this is something that we must do with sincere reflection and repentance. We must have self-evaluation, knowing that we do not deserve God's love and God's grace. And if we fail to judge ourselves, then we risk our very own souls. But then we also come in thanksgiving. We come to celebrate, knowing that even though we don't deserve it, that God loves us anyway. So we give thanks. And we come to this table of celebration where Jesus Christ has done for us what we could not do for ourselves, and where we experience the love that God has shown us through his only begotten Son. Where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to him will never be spiritually hungry, and whoever believes in him will never be spiritually thirsty." So, we come, we break bread, and we declare our faith that Jesus is the Son of God, and we proclaim the mystery of faith that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. And we remind ourselves that while we wait for his return, it is here at the table that we come to experience him again and again and again. And then when we do not leave the same. Because when we leave this table, we are transformed into the body of Christ on this planet. That we become his hands and his feet, sent out to the world to demonstrate his grace and to share his love and to show his love with all people. Now, if you're new here today, and this is your first time, you are welcome and invited to come to this table. And if you're a regular, or if you're old and you've been here and done that 1,000 times, then you are welcome and invited to come to this table. And if you are a graduating senior, you are welcome and invited to come to this table. And as you do, remember that no matter where you are, whether you stay at home or start your career or go off to college or join the military or wherever it is that you wander into your next adventure, every time you do, every time you come to this table, you experience the presence and the grace of Jesus Christ. And we anticipate his triumphal return so that someday, together, we will all feast at his heavenly banquet. Amen.